From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. On the presidential campaign trail, Democrat Hillary Clinton is continuing to take aim at Donald Trump's business dealings.
One of the things that we have found out is that, as his own campaign manager said about him, Donald Trump has built a lot of businesses on the backs of the little guy. Her words. And I have met people who have been the victims of his refusal to honor contracts, to pay what had been bargained for.
Well, in the days since the debate, Clinton, Vice President Joe Biden, and First Lady Michelle Obama have all attacked Trump for his unapologetic delight in avoiding taxes. Trump, meanwhile, shunning a four-decade tradition by U.S. presidential candidates, has so far refused to release his recent tax returns and is now saying Monday night's debate was rigged against him.
What a rigged deal. I tell you, we're in such a rigged, it is terrible. What's going on in this country is so sad.
The next debate between the candidates is October 9th. President Barack Obama is in Israel, where he will speak at the funeral of former Israeli leader Shimon Peres. Obama will lead a delegation of 32 U.S. officials, including former President Bill Clinton. Obama will also be joined by Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. In attending the funeral, the Palestinian official said Abbas hopes to send a strong message to Israeli society that the Palestinians are for peace and they appreciate the efforts of peaceful men like Shimon Peres. You're listening to VOA. In the eastern state of New Jersey, a rush hour commuter train crashed through a barrier at the busy Hoboken station Thursday morning, killing one person and injuring more than 100 others. Shaken passengers described what they saw.
We all thought it was a bomb. That's what everybody thought, because it sounded like a bomb. And when I ran out and looked to the right, I just saw people on the ground.
Passengers kicked out windows and crawled to safety as emergency workers rushed to reach the injured in the tangle of twisted metal and dangling wires just across the Hudson River from New York City. A study by the World Health Organization finds negative attitudes toward older people can badly affect their physical and mental well-being and shorten their lives. In advance of the International Day of Older People, the organization is calling for global action to combat ageism, which it says is detrimental to older people and society alike. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
A World Health Organization survey of more than 83,000 people in 57 countries finds 60% of participants have little respect for older people, with negative attitudes higher in richer countries. The analysis confirms that ageism is pervasive and extremely common. WHO Director of Aging and Life Course, John Beard, says even older people believe negative stereotypes that old age limits their capacities and that they are a burden on society. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
U.S. officials say the Syrian and Russian governments have intensified their air attacks in Aleppo, targeting hospitals, refugee camps, water supplies, and other critical sites. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon calling the situation worse than a slaughterhouse.
This morning, we awoke to reports of strikes on two more hospitals in Aleppo. Let us be clear. Those using ever more destructive weapons know exactly what they are doing. They know they are committing war crimes.
Secretary of State John Kerry says the U.S. is on the verge of suspending diplomatic talks with Russia over Syria because of Moscow's continued aerial bombardment of the city. Kerry spoke during a Washington forum Thursday, hours after Moscow vowed to continue the airstrikes on Aleppo. President Obama has continued to press his security team to come up with better options in Syria. And Lady Gaga will headline the Super Bowl halftime show next year. NFL and Pepsi announced Thursday that the pop star will take the stage on February 5th, 2017. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.